The march towards liberty starts right now. This is Freedom Watch. Good evening, I'm Liz McDonald in tonight for Judge Andrew Napolitano. Tonight, on the docket, a grand slam or a strikeout on the debt ceiling. Last night, the Democrats beat Republicans in the congressional baseball game. Yes, they really did play a baseball game. The Democrats won 8-2. But might this foreshadow the outcome of their battle over the debt ceiling? Today, the president hit high and a little too far to the left when he held a news conference declaring any debt deal must include revenue increases, code words for taxes. But in the past, the president appeared to understand the importance of tax cuts. In 2009, he said the last thing you want to do is raise taxes in the middle of a recession because that would take more demand out of the economy and put businesses further in a hole. So why the seesawing on tax hikes? And why is the president so reluctant to specify what kind of spending cuts he would support? Here to help us make sense of all this is Matt Welch. He's editor-in-chief of Reason Magazine. Matt, welcome to Freedom Watch. Good to be with you tonight.
Thanks, Liz. How you doing?
Matt, you know what I'm looking at here, and this is what our viewers, I think, understand, too, that the president tried to buy economic growth, right? And now there's a white-knuckle reaction going on in the White House because they see all of these stimulus plans expiring for unemployment benefits, for the stimulus itself that have helped for the states, and the Federal Reserve backing off buying bonds. So are they in the panic room saying, holy cow, we got to do more spending, and that's why you see this white-knuckle fight within the debt ceiling controversy going on in Washington?
Yes, and also because their base genuinely believes, in the face of all evidence to the contrary, that the way that you improve the economy is by taking more money from us and spending it badly on everything else. We've had 2 years of pretty irrefutable proof that this kind of Keynesianism does not work. It has fallen so far short of all of the worst case scenarios that were offered to us if we pass the stimulus in these things. And the problem for the president is that his base believes that we just need more of it. The problem was that we didn't stimulate enough. So we have a situation where they don't want to deal with the essential facts that are in front of them, that their economic policies have failed.
Yeah, but Matt, this is one big faith-based initiative that more government spending works because we've only got 2 percentage points in 2% GDP growth. We have basically joblessness that is still stubbornly high, above 9%. And the number of workers in the U.S. economy is below what we saw in March of 2000, only 131 million people. So the stimulus isn't working. So are they really worried? And that's why you're seeing this moving of the goalposts in the debt ceiling fight where the Democrats wanted $4 trillion and now it's down to $1.5 trillion.
They are afraid of making a decision. That's why not only are we at this ridiculous impasse right now, which is very artificially created, but it's why we haven't seen a budget. I mean, a very base level of responsibility on the government anywhere is just to make a budget, go through the process, go through committee. We haven't seen one in more than 800 days. These are people who are terrified of making any kind of decision, and so that's why the president is still to this day, he isn't offering a plan. We don't know what he's willing to cut. I guess it's pretty much nothing. They're willing to say we were going to cut maybe in the future someday, 10 years from now, but they don't want to name any programs. The only thing that he's going to name are things that he doesn't want to cut, like high-speed rail and all other kinds of boondoggles that don't make any sense. They are terrified of acting like grown-ups right now, and that is one of the reasons why we're in this predicament.
Yeah, it's interesting. You point out the Senate hasn't had a budget in about 800 days, as you note. I mean, Libya even got to, around to passing a budget in the middle of a, civil war. But, Matt, the president is saying that the Republicans agree. Let me get the question to you. They back him in his debt deal. He said that today. And, the question is, that debt deal, though, that the president came up with has tax hikes in it. That's about the only thing the president agreed to in the bipartisan Bull-Simpson Commission is the tax hikes out of that plan. But do the Republicans really want tax hikes?
There's no way that a plan with tax hikes, or margin hikes anywhere is going to pass the House of Representatives. That's just a non-starter in the world that they live in. And they won an election in 2010 talking about this kind of stuff. So he's bluffing, and he's doing it pretty badly, I might add. I think that what we're going to end up seeing is that, yes, the debt ceiling is going to be raised, but it's going to be raised more on Republican terms than the president's terms, because he's got nothing. We don't really know what he is proposing.
Yeah, you know what, Matt? You make a good point here, because the Congressional Budget Office is supposed to be scoring any kind of budget deal making. But just like health reform, this is being done behind closed doors. The CBO isn't scoring it. This is a non-transparent process. And don't you think that the viewers might want to think that maybe the White House is going to say, all right, spending cuts will be backloaded to after the 2012 election. Tax hikes will be backloaded to after the 2012 presidential election. Is that a concern for you?
Sure, absolutely. It's the way that they've passed everything, whether it's Dodd-Frank or the health care regulations. They say we will cut things in the future. We'll let the regulators sort it out. Well, I think the American people at this point are kind of on to the con. And this whole thing is a way to create a panic atmosphere like we have with TARP, like we have with the Patriot Act and some other things. We can't do normal legislative processes because we're too terrified. So we are going to scare grandma by threatening to cut her Social Security checks so that we can get a deal to make unspecified future kicking the can even further down the road arrangements. And the American people are just sick of it.
Yeah, you're right. The fear-mongering, Matt, you're absolutely right. We've had nine recessions from 1945 to 2000. Somehow, you know, the economy healed itself. But you're right about the fear-mongering. I think the American people are over that. Matt Welch, it's so good to be with you tonight. Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. Well, next up
Thanks
in today's...
Having.